Welcome, South Africa, to the Tech Table of Opportunities. Together with Oppo, we're creating a space to discuss technology, our mobile phones, and what makes it such an important part of our lives. I'm Yavi Madure, and this week, Oppo Zavashni Mudli and I welcome South African social media sensations Tato Fox and Shanae Frobler to the Women's Month Tech Table. We're talking social media influencers, their careers, and what it's like to live a day in their lives. Welcome, Tato Fox and Shanae Frobler. It is so wonderful to have you at the Oppo Women's Month Tech Table. We were so looking forward to this discussion, Avashni Mudli and I. So tell us, why YouTube, but also, you know, kind of how did you get started in the social media space?
Right, hi, and thank you so much for having me in your space. So I started my YouTube career because I was in between countries. So I'm actually based in the UK at the moment. I didn't have a working permit when I came to the UK. I came to be with my husband and I wanted to do something. I wanted to fill my days with stuff instead of just sitting and like doing touristy, you know, mundane stuff all the time. So I decided to pick up my camera and speak to whoever is out there. At first, it was 5-6 people, and eventually the audience grew. I also found that I struggled to find people online, not a lot, but people online in South Africa that I could 100% relate to. I found myself looking for people who are a bit more relaxed and not as polished would relate to, you know, understand, same sense of humor. So I decided, you know, let me have at it. Let me talk to the camera. Let's share stories. Let's share advice. Let's, you know, let's be women. Let's grow. Let's talk. And that's how my YouTube career spawned. I think it's been a great journey and I've grown a lot of followers. But for me, it was an organic journey. It wasn't something where I had pre-thought it out for the future steps. It was just something I thought, oh, let me try this, and it worked.
Wow, that's an amazing, like, look at how things happen. Hey, it's like the universe just kind of led you down the space. Shanae, Miss TikTok South Africa, if I can call you that.
Oh, goodness.
So first of all, why TikTok? How did your career get started?
Honestly, it was same as Tato's. It was so unplanned. I didn't just wake up one day and decide, oh, I want to be an influencer. It was so random. I was bored and curious. So I downloaded the app back when it was Musical.ly. And I decided I want to see what it's about. I want to know how people create content. Even though I was so shy in front of a camera and I felt so weird, I felt like I wanted to be the one filming things instead of the one being filmed. So it took me so long to actually put content out there, but my mother supported me and she was like, please just post your content, please, like, do it, there's nothing you can lose. And honestly, I'm so grateful I did, because if it wasn't for her like pushing me and motivating me, I wouldn't have been where I am today.
Oh wow, so you and Tato are very similar in this whole like very authentic space and kind of just owning who you are. What does, to both of you, Tato, what does a typical day in the life of a social media influencer look like? Because it's not as glamorous, obviously, only in front of the camera, right? It's not, there's a lot of stuff that happens behind the scenes. What does that look like in terms of the stuff that happens behind the scenes? What are the tools of your trade? What are the devices, the technology, the things that you cannot live without?
I think influencers are not 100% honest that it's not just about picking up your camera and filming, especially when you get to a level where you've got a lot of followers and you are now working with brands and you are trying to grow your following and you're starting to monetize your platform. You start to think things through before you do it. So yes, it's great that you've got a camera and your phone is obviously the first thing most influencers or people who work on social media have is a phone. It's probably one of the biggest things that you'll purchase first is a really good quality phone so you can take pictures and do videos. On YouTube, however, once you are once you've elevated past filming with your phone, you will try and upgrade your equipment. So you upgrade your camera, you get proper lighting, you do your background, you do, you know, there's a lot of thinking that you need to do instead of just sitting and filming or just, you know, impromptu stuff. Funny enough, impromptu stuff usually for me gets the most views because it's just off the top of my head. But I do write down on a big whiteboard the videos that I want to film. I write down my deadlines. I write down the ideas that I think I might want to do and try twerk them a little. Tweak. That's the right word. Not twerk. I try and tweak them a little bit so that it works for my marketer or people who, you know, have the same sort of understanding as me. So for me, I would wake up in the morning, get my kid ready for nursery school or, you know, do our morning routine. And then I'll go into my office and I'll look at what is on my board and what I'm in the mood to film for the day. Everything has got a schedule. And I think the more of a routine that you have and the more that you treat your social media platform like a job, the more you grow. Unfortunately, I think for me in the beginning, I was just like, hey man, I'm going to film this here. I'm going to do that there. And I grew, but it wasn't like it is now where is if you post consistently, you grow consistently. I think there are a lot of South African influencers who inspired me to do that. I mean, there's a South African YouTuber now called Naledi, and she is sitting at over 100,000 subscribers now. And when she first started, she had very little subscribers, but she's been really consistent. And in a span of, I think, 4 months, she's exploded. Now she's on 100,000. And that just shows you the key of consistency. People like consistency. People like you thinking about what you're going to film and planning in advance. So that's something that I don't think people think about when they're working on social media. But a phone, let me say, is the first thing, and it is probably the biggest thing, because as much as you've got this equipment and everything working in the background, you're going to upload it on your phone and on these apps. You check your stats on your phone. You check, you engage with the people who watch you on your phone. So for me, it's a lot. There's a lot that goes behind, but a phone is really an important thing to have.
Shani, I'm assuming it's very similar. So give us a look behind the scenes, so to speak. I mean, we're looking at you now and I can see all the gadgets behind you. and I know that there's a light in front of you. But what are some of the tools that you use specifically or what are some of the things also that, is there anything different in terms of TikTok that you found that you need to do with certain apps? Anything like that?
For the most part, I just use my phone and my ring light. Other days, natural lighting is my absolute best friend because that's what people like. They like realness. They don't like artificial lighting as much. But if you have a busy day and you don't have time to make videos with the sunlight, you can make videos at night with the ring light. So that's my best friend. But to be honest, a ring light isn't as important as it may seem because I think I had more than 1 million followers already, and then only I got my ring light. So I worked with natural lighting till literally as far as I could, because I mean, these things are expensive. So yeah, I think in the beginning I didn't have a great quality camera. So a good quality camera, well, phone at least, is your best friend. I don't really use apps to edit because TikTok already gives you built-in features to tweak your videos. I've put in text, cut transitions, effects, everything. It gives you everything. But for a lot of content, I do use Final Cut Pro or iMovie to edit my things. Then, honestly, I think, like Tato said, you need to really think what you post, because I have a very young audience, so I can't just post anything. You need to consider you're going to influence them. They're still growing up. They're looking up to you. So you need to really sit and think, what am I going to post? And is this going to benefit me? Is it going to benefit them? Are the little kids going to see my videos and their parents are going to say, no, unfollow that girl. Her content is not made for you. Like, you need to consider what people are watching. You need to keep it relevant. You need to keep it interesting. And you always need to keep the ball rolling. But my most important thing is being authentic. I can't stress that enough. I can't stand it when people try and be someone else. So I think being authentic, being yourself, just being true to who you are and who you've always been is very important. So I get up in the morning, get ready, do my makeup. Sometimes I don't even do makeup, don't even do hair. I just rock out with the phone and talk to my people. So I just go with it. Sometimes I have days I have a creative block and I go to my mom and I'm like, what do I do today? I need to put something out there. So I think it's very clear my mom is my supporter here on the sideline. So yeah, that's basically how I do my stuff.
Well, aside from mom being the supporter, Avash, when we look at the features of phones in general. So Tato and Shane have both spoken about great camera and other kind of supporting features that kind of came through. What are some of the things that you have created as a brand to make sure that, you know, not just social media influencers, but anyone who is sharing content, is able to do from an Oppo perspective? What are some of the things that you've done from a product development aspect to make sure that, you know, the phone has those kind of features?
From an Oppo perspective, we've optimized our Color OS because we work, we have an Android device. So we work closely with Google and Google's partners to ensure that we have the best software or the best functionality when it comes to our Color OS and the functions on our devices. In terms of content creation, and camera, which is most important when you creating good content, is our camera capability, but also what other functionalities like the slow loop feature. So if you're creating content on our Reno 5 device, for example, there's a feature called slow loop. So you can edit your videos or your content via slow loop. So you don't have to download another software or get another editing filter. It's all done for you there. And then also, sometimes when it comes to creating content and you don't have a crew behind you, we have the option of dual view where you can create your content and you can view the front and the back end of your video content as well. So you can just use it on a tripod and then you can create cool videos via our dual view capability as well. So those are some of the functionalities that comes with our Android device and the Reno 5, which helps content creators and just helps consumers or people in general. So you can create your own content and it looks really professional.
Okay, great. I didn't know about the OS. I've actually made a note of it now. So we've got, you know, work means different things to everyone. I'm sitting here and I'm looking at the two beautiful faces staring back at me and I'm realizing I didn't put like makeup on this morning. So work means different things to different people. What does work mean to the two of you? When I say work, give us we've had a behind the scenes look at your day. What does work look like in terms of being a social media influencer? Tato, you spoke about, you know, the client, campaigns, briefs, and those kind of things. Just expand on that a little bit more. And how you approach it from a business perspective. What does that look like?
So when I'm talking about work, I'm talking about campaigns that I've got in the pipeline. So it's first thing you'll do is you respond to emails, you'll look at your brief, you'll look at contracts, you'll agree on your terms and conditions on contracts. And then you will decide if this is a kind of brand or company you want to work with. And if so, then we go through your brief and you have to now then put on your creative brain and see how you're going to film and create this content that these people want. So it depends on the kind of influencer. So because I'm more of an organic, authentic-ish kind of influencer, I don't try and polish my look. I'm not trying to be, I don't try to be very advert-like, selling. So I try and make it more organic, which is difficult to do something organic when you are still trying to advertise something. But we try and you know, in, include whatever the brand is in your day-to-day life and give people a glimpse into your life. So there's a lot of trying to creatively think of how to include the brand in your campaign. So there's a lot of writing down, taking concepts out. I have got a manager that I work with, so I'll send her scripts or ideas of things and we'll back and forth with that. I do have an editor, so once I've done filming, I'll send my editor the stuff and then he will edit it and send it back to me. I'll give it final approvals. Then we'll send it to the brand. They'll give us final approvals, or if they want to change things, they'll send it back to me. I have to change things. So it's not, it's funny because before my husband would say things like, oh, you're going to go work. Yeah, she's on her phone. She's working. You're always on your phone. You know, it's like this funny joke that, you know, I'm always on my phone. Or there'll be like a competition in the house of like, let's see who's the longest on their phone, their watch hours. And I'm like, obviously it's me. I work on my phone. So I've got this like great excuse of working on my phone, but it really is. I use my phone to work. So everything that you do for me, I work off my phone. But there's a lot of like background stuff that you do from what people see on the little Instagram or TikTok or YouTube. They see a small clip, but it is a lot of work in the background.
The Tech Table of Opportunities was proudly brought to you by Oppo in partnership with I Am South African and Pabua.